Certain people have to work in order to stabilize and calm the mind. So this brief introduction on how we can calm our mind in times of stress and worry, and especially at the moment, in times, well, it's a time we've never known before during COVID, and it's been difficult for so many people. But we can practice and learn by doing meditation and observing our own mind to help deal with difficult times. And dealing with difficult and challenging times and emotions presently, and creating a foundation of resilience, and particularly helping calm down the fight or flight stress response in our body, which at the moment so many people are suffering with, and they don't know how to deal with it. But we can calm this response down by being present, learning to take a breath, learning how our breathing and calming techniques can calm down feelings of our heart beating faster, feelings of anxiousness. And that's engaging what's called our sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight response. And this is a very normal part of our neuropathways, our biological hardware in our brain and body. It's useful for us in times of panic and stress when something could be attacking us, but in times when we feel anxious and we can't deal with things and we're not feeling that we need to run away, but we're still struggling with these anxious feelings in our body, it can become very difficult and it can become a problem and it can really affect our body. So most of us who have chronic feelings of stress will feel that gradually this will can wear us down, and it can affect our long-term health and wellness, mentally and physically. So if we can learn to engage what's called the parasympathetic part of our nervous system in our body, we can sort of rock this nervous system to create a balance, and it will balance. It's like one part goes up and the other part comes down. So if we engage in different techniques to work with the nervous system, the parasympathetic, the fight-flight response, we can see a difference, and it can be a really powerful tool to work with. So just breathing, just sitting, and just coming back to feeling a feeling of awareness and a feeling of presence, a feeling of actually feeling what we're doing. And this can be not just meditation, but everyday activities, housework, speaking to people, sitting in the garden, watching the birds, even eating. Many people seem to eat on the go nowadays and don't take time to sit and enjoy and feel the food in their mouth. And a good way of even just understanding this feeling is if you put something into your mouth and you just sit and just feel the sensation of that piece of food inside your mouth. The taste, the texture. And it becomes more of an experience and it's grounding. Instead of chewing fast and swallowing, even talking while we're eating, we can really slow all these things down, and that really helps. It helps to begin to calm down the nervous system, especially now during this pandemic. So the meditations that we will work with can help with all these feelings and give us a greater understanding about dealing with difficulties and calming things down and observing our own mind and body and taking time out for ourselves. So I hope this helps you understand a little bit about the nervous system. And I will do some more, probably some more detailed scientific talks about how you can understand this system in greater detail. So thanks for listening. And I hope this brings a sense that you would like to engage and try the practices and work with the courses like I've done. And it takes time and it takes practice. But once you find you're coping with these things and you're working with these things, it can really be a very powerful tool. Thank you.